Full Scope, Human Longevity and Performance Podcast. We want you to become the most exceptional, high-performing version of yourself. And to facilitate this, we are giving away the Longevity Fundamentals Handbook absolutely free. This is a tremendous resource that will tell you the lifestyle behaviors and mindset that will lead to the best outcomes and longevity. To get this, go to our website, wondermedicine.com or fullscope.org, put in your email, and we will send you this amazing resource, the Longevity Fundamentals Handbook. The holidays are upon us, and I want to give you 4 tips to make this holiday season exceptional. Holidays are a time of joy and celebration, and it's time to align those goals with your actions, behavior, and mindset. Okay, the holiday season. Generally, this is the time between Halloween and New Year's, October 31st to January 2nd. This is a tough time of year, and many people literally go crazy. This time is filled with loved ones, memories of past loved ones, relationships gone bad, events, obligations, good memories, bad memories, and even trauma. The holiday season can be the best time of year, but it can also be a time of pain and suffering. This holiday season, take care of yourself. Set an example for your loved ones and double down on pro-longevity behaviors during this challenging but often rewarding time of year. Remember, longevity. This is health over a lifetime. By striving for longevity, you must become the best, most high-performing version of yourself right now. And that is why longevity is the focus of this podcast. It's the focus of Wonder Medicine Center, and it's the focus of everything I do regarding my behaviors and the recommendations I give to others. Okay, let's get to the 4 tips. Plus, at the end of the episode, I'm going to give you 2 additional bonus tips that you're not going to want to miss. So please listen all the way through. I think we've got some amazing pearls for you today. Okay, 4 tips. Number 1, say no. Get used to saying no. Mitigate your obligations, the people around you, and your stress. Saying no to things you don't want to do should be really easy. If it's not, this is a major, major problem, and start making a habit of saying no to all the things you don't want to do. But remember to say no when you want to do something, but you don't have the time or the resources. The hard thing to say no to are actually the things you want to do, but you don't really have the bandwidth for. It's okay in this instance to opt out. Don't allow yourself to be guilted into things. Holidays are filled with traditions, rituals, and festivities. And these things are only of value if they facilitate health, relationships, enjoyment, and growth. If something is not of value, you need to drop it, just like you would drop a bad habit. The final thing to saying no is that blood is not actually thicker than water. Be with the people that augment and improve your life and avoid the people who do not. The people you avoid may often include certain family members that cause problems for you or don't add value to your life, and that's okay. A lot of these traditions are really guilting, and it's just not fair. If people are destructive in your life, whether family or not, it's not a good time to be with them during the holidays or really any time. Along with this tradition of saying no, build holiday traditions that help and improve your life and everyone around you. If old beliefs and traditions don't serve you, leave them behind. During the holidays, avoid the defense mechanism, idealization. Idealization. So, what is a defense mechanism? Well, I did an entire episode of this. Feel free to check it out. But defense mechanisms are strategies our psyches or brains use to defend us against things that would otherwise provoke anxiety or be difficult for us to deal with. So what is the defense mechanism? Idealization. This defense mechanism is when a person perceives another person as having more desirable qualities than they really have. They essentially project perfection on that individual. During the holidays, it can be really easy to do this, particularly with new relationships, especially intimate ones, but also with old relationships that may be toxic. Keep it real. It's better to just accept people the way they are, as well as what your acquaintance with them means about you. So number one, say no. Number two, forgive someone. Forgiveness is extremely good for health. It unloads anxiety, stress, and regret. Holding grudges and resentment weighs on people. It raises blood pressure, stressing the heart, brain, kidneys, and other organs. This holiday season, try to forgive at least one person that has wronged you. And for bonus points, apologize to someone that you have wronged. No might be the most powerful word in the English language, but I'm sorry is the most appreciated. Avoid the passive-aggressive defense mechanism. This is a familiar term and very commonly utilized defense mechanism. It occurs when a person is angry or irritated with another person, and instead of direct confrontation, they find more passive ways of expressing their aggression. A common example is taking a really long time to respond to someone you are irritated with. Being passive aggressive is a stress on the body. Keep it real and confront the situation. You are probably a few hard conversations away from having the best holiday season of your life. So number two, forgive someone. Number three, double down on healthy behaviors when times get rough. Pay yourself first every day. This means scheduling workouts, personal care, life errands, healthy meals, and relaxation time first. After this, schedule in holiday fun. Avoid the habit of skipping workouts and other healthy behaviors when things get busy. During busy times, health is needed the most. Avoid social comparisons defense mechanisms. Social comparisons. This is when an individual takes a more favorable view of themselves by comparing themselves to another group or individual which they perceive as inferior. Racism is a macro form of social comparisons. Gossip is a micro form. Instead of wasting time and energy hating on others to make yourself feel better about yourself, just actually be better and take great care of yourself. Now, I break this rule of social comparisons all the time, and I do enjoy a little shit-talking here and there, but I am trying to be better about this, and you should too. So that's number three, double down on healthy behaviors when times get rough. Number four, binge. But don't let this snowball into serial binging. Have fun. In fact, have too much fun. Eat, drink, and be merry. But don't let bad behaviors go wild or for too long. Go big, then get back to normal life. High-strung times like holidays can easily lead to patterns of bad behavior. Additionally, go big because of joy and celebration. Don't go big to drown or sorrow your emotions, avoid the situation, or treat a mental health condition. Here's an example. My cousin just got here. I hate her, so I'm going to black out. In this instance, and by blacking out, I mean drink so much alcohol that you don't remember things. In this instance, you might just be better off leaving, or better yet, confronting your feelings and talking with this person you, quote, hate directly. In conclusion on these four tips, spend time with your loved ones. Go out of your way to do good for others, but not at the expense of your own health. Set an example for others on how to live and act. Keep it real with people. Example, I'm not coming over the night before Christmas because everybody always just blacks out and starts screaming at each other. Build awareness in the setting. If something is a problem, expose it, shed light on it, and tell others about it. Say no. Forgive someone. Double down on healthy behaviors when things get tough. Binge if you like, but don't make this a habit. Avoid negative or immature defense mechanisms like idealization, passive aggressive, and social comparisons. Instead, adopt positive defense mechanisms like accepting truth and reality, altruism, which is doing good for others, and sublimation. Sublimation is when someone takes negative impulses and turns them into something positive. Here's an example of sublimation. Family is being awful. You don't want to leave the party because there are some people there you really love. So instead of yelling and screaming at people, walk around cleaning up, help cook, or even respond to an attack or criticism with a story about how the person criticizing was at one point very helpful with something. Holidays and traditions can be valuable community and cultural building tools. The longest living communities in the world, the Blue Zones, celebrate holidays and show up. This holiday season, build on healthy traditions, leave the bad traditions behind, love people more, and expect less of them. Okay, the final tips. These are big. These are really important, guys, and I hope they give you some value. The first thing is regarding babies, toddlers, and children. This is a really hard time of year for little ones. There's a lot of stress, people, presents, sweets, a lot of emotions. It's just challenging. Don't take it personally if you see a little one and they don't seem excited to see you or even get scared or start to cry. Don't take this personally. It doesn't mean they don't love you. It doesn't mean they don't care about you. There's just a lot of stress, a lot of things going on. And particularly if you haven't seen this person, this young person, this little person in a long time, they may react to you in a way that doesn't make you happy. But just be the bigger person because you are the bigger person and older, and know that that's not a personal attack for you. It's just how it goes. I think all parents can resonate with this. The next tip, dance. If there is a dance floor and you are not on it, you are messing up. If a party is feeling lame, turn on some music, get moving, and get shaking. Humans bond through movement. Remember sports as a kid? Remember gym class? Stop sitting, get up, and celebrate the holidays through movement. I promise you, this will make for a better experience for everyone around you. All right, those are my four holiday tips and two bonus tips. Thanks again to everybody for listening. Happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. This is Dr. Bill Brandenburg signing out. Pew! Thank you so much for listening to the Full Scope Podcast and Investing in Your Health. I'm Dr. Bill Ranneberg. If you're enjoying the content, please rate, review, and share this content with all of your friends online and all your social media platforms. Please understand that this podcast is not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure your specific medical condition. This podcast does not create any type of doctor-patient relationship between myself, Dr. Ranneberg, and you, the listener. If you do need help with your life, with your health, with anything regarding your longevity or performance, please check out wondermedicine.com. Our longevity and performance program is the best in the world and is ready to help you right now. Today, become the best possible individual you can be. Thanks. Bye-bye. Pew.